When we read this chapter,
we really need to see our Lord is wonderful. Don't think after he ascended and was seated to the right hand of the Father, he has nothing to do. No, he has much to do. We see how wonderful the Lord has arranged everything so wonderfully in his heavenly ministry. In Ezekiel we see the glory of God, and we see the four living creatures, and we see the firmament above them, and on the very top we see a throne, and on the throne is the Son of Man. This shows us that the Lord is the driver. He is the driver of this wonderful vehicle. If you have an Audi and nobody drives it, your car is standing still. This is what we don't want to have. And the Lord sits on the throne in this wonderful vehicle with these wonderful wings, the wheels, full of movement. Who shall guide this movement? Who shall steer? Who is driving? The Lord. Archangel Michael? Gabriel? Who is driving? In chapter 10, and also in the other chapters, who did it? Not Peter? James? John? Did they discuss together and had fellowship? Okay, where shall we go now? Where? No, it was not so. But he who sits on the throne arranged everything. And this we have to experience more. Our Lord today in his heavenly ministry has so much to do. He knows everything. Everything is in his hand. And if we pray like Peter or Cornelius, see here, here are two people who prayed, who had opened their hearts to the Lord. Cornelius had prayed. He was a devout man. He was seeking for God. Although he didn't know who this God is, but he knew there is a God, there exists a God. And he was seeking, and because he feared God, and he was generous. He gave a lot of alms. You know, brothers and sisters, a man who fears God will be a man of compassion. Many times we don't have compassion with people who suffer, who have difficulties, but this man gave alms generously to the people. So do not think for God it doesn't matter. It does matter for God. And God wants to have this man. This man was even the first door the Lord had opened for the nations, for the Gentiles. This is not a small matter. And we see here that God doesn't just open any door, but he chooses which door he opens. Everywhere where I go, I always pray to the Lord, Lord, open the door. I want to find faithful men, those who are prepared for your work, useful for your work. In China, Lord, gain faithful men, good people, who are willing to give themselves for your work. There are 1.5 billion people in China. Who am I to choose one? I'm not Dr. All-Knowing. Knowing all people and saying, it's him. How many times I have made mistakes. I thought, this is the one, and then it was not. And I thought the other one is not, and in the end it's him. Now who should choose? But I want to open my heart, I want to pray, and I want to say, Lord, which door do you open? So when the Lord shuts the door, I don't want to open the door by force. Did not the Lord say, he has the keys of David, he opens up, and nobody can shut. So I have no fear when the door is suddenly shut. When the door is opened by him, then I am very assured no one can shut the door. And when the door is shut, I don't want to open it by force. You know, when preaching the gospel, the door is not open, and you want to try to open the door by force and open the hearts of the people, you think you can do it? Learn to leave this one. The door is closed. Go to another door. There are so many doors in this youth hostel. If one door is shut, don't open it by force. You may knock. And when they say go away, you don't have to try to open it by force. And then you will not be so disappointed. Five doors are ready. I met five people, they were all shut. Doesn't matter. Maybe the sixth door will be opened by the Lord. Is that not good? So praise the Lord. Learn not to open doors by force. When a man is shut, you say thank you, goodbye, and you go on. When the next one is also so hardened, doesn't want to talk to you, thank you, praise the Lord, have a nice day, goodbye. Why do you want to open a door by force? Here in this case, the Lord has opened a wonderful door. And it is so wonderful, this door will remain open so long, as long as until Peter will come. Praise the Lord. Someone from Chicago had called me and wanted to have fellowship with me. It was in May. But I had no time to go. I was in Bangkok, I'm in Germany now. And someone told me, you have to go there quickly, and as long as it's open. But I don't have to go there quickly. I'm not in a hurry. If the Lord has opened this door, it will remain open until I come to Chicago. Are you in a hurry? An open door. Quick. The Lord has arranged everything already for the right time. And then we see how wonderful at the same time you see everything the Lord has arranged. It is just so wonderful. Him you have to know. Amen. All those who serve the Lord don't have to do anything with your own power. In Taiwan, 3 years ago, a few brothers told me, go to Taiwan, the people are so open there. I said, no. You opened the door, not the Lord. So I told the Lord, Lord, if you want me to go to Taiwan, to this city, let them come first to the conference in Bangkok. And I don't want to invite them, let them simply come. And last year they came. Amen. Well, I didn't even know who invited them. Brother Chang also came. So after they had come to the conference, then I knew, now is the time to visit Taiwan. I'm not in a hurry, and in November last year, I visited you. Praise the Lord. Slowly. But not too slowly. Oh, yeah. Brothers and sisters, God is so wonderful. We have a living God. If we are so much in a hurry and want to do something, like the brother had testified this morning, good experience. Moses was also like that, full of power, like the young people. I was the same. Then in the end, we are so exhausted. But later on, you will all learn how Ezekiel 48 says, the priests who serve are not allowed to wear wool, but thin linen. You know why? So they do not sweat. Otherwise they sweat so much. You work for the Lord and so difficult. And in the end, we are so exhausted. Many people say to me often, you must be very tired.
Am I sweating?
You need more food, drink, supplements. Okay. Am I so exhausted today to have fellowship with you? Do I sweat? No, it's not necessary. It's not necessary because we have such a wonderful Lord sitting on the throne who has arranged everything. And Peter arrived there at the right time, at a time when he was hungry. He was hungry. Of course, they prepared the food for him downstairs in the kitchen, and the food was not yet ready. So Peter, instead of waiting there in the kitchen and sleeping for a few minutes, we all would have done this, especially when we are hungry. No, but what did he do? He used these few minutes, went upstairs to sleep. To do what? To pray. Is this not wonderful? What would you have done? After a long journey, you're hungry, food is not yet ready, you have 10 minutes to wait, what would you do in these 10 minutes? Or do you have a small room where I could lay down? This would be normal. There was a small room on the rooftop, and he went there, but not to sleep, but to pray. Is this not good? And because he was hungry, it was the right time for this wonderful vision coming from the top. And the Lord has said to Peter, Peter, stand up, kill and eat. So if you had such a hunger, what would you have done? Then there's a bowl with potatoes and cream. Even if I'm so hungry, I would not eat this. And the same with Peter. He said, I've never eaten anything common or unclean, although he had such a hunger. And it was prepared in heaven. On a big white cover. But Peter said, no, Lord. Do you see how strong Peter's concept was? Back then, for the Jews, they didn't want to have anything to do with the Gentiles. And the Lord has said so specifically, so clearly, go downstairs, there are three men are seeking you. And at that time, the three men arrived, and the Lord said, go with them. Such a wonderful arrangement. So wonderful, so specifically. The time was the right time. This we have to experience. You have so many colleagues, so many people you know at work, in school, at university. You could pray and tell the Lord, Lord, bring me to the open people. I want to gain people for you. But which ones? You have to decide. Of course, on the one hand, we are open for everyone. On the other hand, we want to be led by the Lord very specifically. So we need to ask, Lord, which ones do you want to gain? You know, if you gain good people, you gain one for the Lord, and through this one, 20 more come into the church. Sometimes the Lord just needs to gain one, and through this one, a whole group comes into the church. I have seen this many times. But it can also be the case you gain one and then he draws five or six away from the church. So what do you want? So in such a way, this wonderful, glorious Christ sitting on the throne, we have to know him. Don't think he sits there just waiting for something. And then we sit here and wait. He waits and we wait, and he waits and we wait and nothing happens. Then we are not keepers, but waiters. People who wait. We have to find a new word for someone who's always waiting. Then we can wait eternally. You want to wait eternally? You want to be a brother eternally waiting? Praise the Lord. It is so wonderful. This is what we have to learn in this chapter. And we see Paul and Ananias. We see 120 on the day of Pentecost. So many were steadfast. There are so many situations, so that we learn today This is the way how the Lord works, how the Spirit works, and how we cooperate. So that we don't become frustrated and in the end we don't want to do anything. And in the end we are all frustrated. First we are waiting, then we are active, and in the end we are the frustrated. The frustrated. So, praise the Lord. In this chapter, we see how the Lord works and how we cooperate and how the angel cooperates. The Lord had sent an angel to Cornelius. You know, the angels, they envy us. You know why? Because they have no right to preach the wonderful gospel of the Lord's glory, His incarnation, His crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. They have no right to preach this gospel. Can you imagine? They think, why can't I be a man? If I was the archangel Michael, I would have told the Lord, Lord, why did you create me as an angel? I have no right to preach the gospel. But they can cooperate. Cornelius, there's Peter. Get him. He will speak to you. Too bad. If I was the angel, I would have said, why was I not able to preach this gospel? Why? The Lord didn't die for the angels, He died for us. The Lord did not become an angel, He became a man. And we profited so much. The Lord wants to gain people. Because God has destined us men to become heirs. Hebrews says, to no angel He has said, sit at my right hand. So we have to appreciate. That's why I said yesterday night, don't go to preach the gospel just for fun. Of course we have fun. You are all happy coming back. It's also good. Praise the Lord. I have done this more than 40 years. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm still happy today. Right? But we have to see. What a privilege. Praise the Lord. That's why it says in the Word, we are a kingly priesthood, a royal priesthood. Amen. Praise the Lord. A royal priesthood. So we cooperate with Him who sits on the throne, make experiences. We have to be a person praying, who always and constantly opens his heart to the Lord, saying, Lord, I want to cooperate. I want to be one who is so sensitive for your speaking, for your guidance, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, for what you have arranged. I want to know what you have arranged. Lord, speak to me so clearly. Amen. The Lord even gave Cornelius the address of Peter. How were the people of Cornelius able to find Peter's house? Otherwise, that the people would say, Which house is it? Joppa is a big city. Who is the owner of the house? And when I knock there, whom should I seek? Simon Peter. It's all so specifically. What is his email address? Where does he live? What is his name? Even the profession of the owner of the house. The angel gave them all the information. You think the Lord doesn't have this information? It's all registered. Can you imagine? In such a detail, the angel gave this information to Cornelius. Doesn't the Lord speak to us in such a way? Do you think the system changed in the heavens? Praise the Lord. It's still the same. There is no update necessary. The Lord needs no new processor. So wonderful is this living God, and I appreciate this Lord we have. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. This Christ, as young people, we have to experience Him. Lord, we want to know You. We want to lay hold of You together. And at the end of this age, even more so, we all, oh Lord, need to know such a Christ. Isn't that wonderful? That's why I encourage you again and again, not to get the knowledge, not to seek the doctrine, but to know the living Christ. This is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Now we can have a break. Coming back at 11 o'clock. Short testimony.